Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Laura, what do you feel are benefits of smartphones?
Benefits of smartphones, gosh, they're just ubiquitous. You know, they help us with everyday life. I definitely relied on mine for almost every minute of every day to do tasks, to do my job, to get around, to connect with people. So, I mean, they are very important in our day-to-day lives, that's for sure.
Well, if they're so important to a large aspect of our lives, then how can you quit for a whole year? Like, what do you lose out from that?
Yeah, I think for me personally, the issue was that I couldn't separate time used to do productive tasks and simply, as you mentioned earlier, just scrolling through the feed mindlessly because it became a habit. So what I found myself doing was, you know, not being present in everyday experiences of my life. So if I was out to dinner with friends or family or, you know, even just watching a TV show with my partner, I'd find myself just scrolling on my phone, looking for something as if I'd, you know, missed out on content. So that's when I started to realize that it was actually negatively interfering with my life, my experiences. So I'd wanted to sort of quit this habit for a while, and it wasn't until I read a couple of books and then read an article in the Harvard Business Review earlier this year that talked about how it actually affects brain processing and our cognitive abilities to be creative. And that's when I thought, gosh, I've got to do something about this.
Right. Well, what kind of challenges have you found thus far from the digital detox?
I thought to myself when I first did, oh, this will be easy, you know, I can do social media on my desktop and you know, that's it, and I'll go back to basics with my phone. I'll just use it for text messaging and phone calls. But as I've gone through this experience, I've realized, wow, I really do rely on it for a lot of things. So I've had to find ways around, you know, if I can get a desktop app equivalent, or, you know, if I can do my messaging on desktop so I don't have to look at my phone. And what I've done is I've simply limited my behaviour. So I've kind of accepted that I still need to use my phone for calls and the occasional text. But what I've done, especially in the workplace where I, you know, rely on being creative and having my full brain to complete tasks, I've put it in another room with a closed door, and I only will check it twice a day. And that has helped, because with the research that I read, even if you have your phone on silent, even if you turn it face down on your desk, it still affects our cognitive abilities because we're still drawn to the phone, we'll still check it, and we'll still look for phantom buzz. And I'm sure you've heard of that before, where you think your phone's rung or you've had a text and actually there's nothing there.
And part of it's like you want it to be, you know, you want it to buzz.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the addictive nature of it, you know. It's almost like a pokey machine. You want to hear those noises and the excitement and the lights flashing on the phone.
Well, I know when I leave it on my bedside, it's right next to my bed, so I do find it so distracting. Yeah, it's so easy, especially where we charge it and leave our phones these days. How do you stop yourself from interacting with your phone?
Yeah, well, the first step I did was turn off all notifications on every single app, so I didn't have that temptation of, you know, seeing something flash up and attending to it. And then the next thing I did is just put it out of sight and out of mind. So if I couldn't see it and if I couldn't hear it, I'd be less likely to get distracted when I was completing tasks. So I put it in another room. And then I just set myself times during the day where I'll go, okay, I'm going to go have a 10-minute, you know, break. I'll check my phone for any calls, return any calls I need, answer any texts. And apart from that, I can just do everything on my desktop, you know. As you mentioned, I work in an office environment every day, and a lot of what I can do online is right here on my desktop. You know, I don't need that second device hanging around being a potential distraction.
It's just like, you know, when I'm in bed, I've got my iPad sometimes, and it's exactly the same as my phone. Like, I can do the exact same things, but you're just drawn to, like, more and more and more different digital stimuli, aren't you?
I know. It's crazy. And I was the same. You know, I'd wake up to my phone and I'd sit in bed for, you know, 30 minutes, sometimes 45 minutes to an hour, scrolling, clicking on things mindlessly, you know, with no purpose in mind, but to simply feel that I was connected, that I'd seen everything that I needed to see for that morning. Same thing at night, and it was affecting my sleep patterns. Sometimes I'd wake up in the middle of the night and my first instinct was to grab my phone and check it. And I just thought, this isn't right, you know. this can't be healthy behavior, and I'm sure so many people out there listening are struggling with that as well. So I think it's just a matter of, you know, to kick a habit, you know, you need to do it consecutively for about 2 weeks, 2 months. And so that's what I'm on my path to doing now. And it's tough.
Mm, yeah, absolutely. Well, what other advice would you recommend to others who wanted to just slowly get into a digital detox?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, just look at how you're actually using your phone. So, you know, there's a great feature on our phone where you can go into the settings and you can look at the battery and you can actually see how many hours you've spent on each app, which can be quite sobering. So you could go into your phone and see, oh, wow, I've spent 2 hours on Facebook in the last 24 hours, you know, and of that time, what did I actually achieve out of it? You know, maybe you wrote a letter to a friend and that's great, but that might have only accounted for a few minutes. So I think people who are really struggling with this should actually look at their usage, look at how it might be affecting other parts of their life. You know, if they're out at a park, for example, and they're walking around the park looking at their phone and not taking in the environment, you know, for me anyway, I felt like I was missing out on so much that life had to offer when I was out and about doing everyday things. And I'd say, you know, don't try to go cold turkey. I'm perfectly aware that our phones are a necessity and there's some things we just can't do without our phones. I mean, they're great for safety, for example, you know, if you're hiking somewhere remote and, you know, you need to contact. But I think just be aware of how you can limit yourself, whether that's turning off your notifications, maybe turning the phone off for a little bit of the day, putting it in another room, out of sight, or, you know, giving yourself set times that you'll go and attend to the phone. I'm finding that's helping me a lot.
Right. I just had a look while you were saying that on my battery, and I'm a bit too embarrassed to say how many hours. It's a lot. I'm very... a little bit ashamed of myself, so I'm definitely going to look into having a digital detox. I think I need one. Laura, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.